T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
US 99's Weekend Journal.
Hi, Laura. It's Sarah McDonald calling from Posh Chicago.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic.
Thank you
Thanks so much for calling in. Yeah, thanks for having me on today.
Sarah McDonald is from Posh Chicago, one of our favorite charities in Chicago, and really in the whole nation, basically. And there's a lot of great events coming up that she's going to tell us about. One is the Beach Party, which is pretty much going to be the most fun charity event our listeners will go to all year. The Beach Party. This is the 15th annual, and oh, it's so much fun, Sarah.
It is my personal favorite event of the year. It is, like you said, it's our 15th annual. It's one of the city's largest pet-friendly social gatherings that raises money for homeless pets. We have about, 500 guests and about 100 dogs that are pretty much all wearing adorable beachwear and little hats. And it just helps us raise important funding to help us continue to save pets all year long.
Yeah, it's such a fun way to help save pets. I mean, you don't call it the beach party for nothing. Like, it really is a fun party, but it's a charity event, too. You kind of forget, oh, wait a minute, we're actually doing some really, really great work.
Right? And I think that's so easy. It's just because it's so much fun, and you're like, oh, my goodness, that's right. And it's just such a fun venue. It's at that Castaways at North Avenue Beach, so your city skyline is serving as the backdrop. So a cool summer evening is just, you can't beat it.
Yeah, Castaways is so cool. Now, this is Thursday, July 20th, and the party goes all night, pretty much, basically.
Oh, yeah. Starts at 6 o'clock and goes till about 10:30 or more. And there's just so many neat things about this party, things to do for people and your dog. We've got a beachfront dinner buffet. We've got, of course, cocktails, music, and dancing. We have a character artist and a photo booth, so you can either go and get like a picture drawn of you and your dog, or hop in a photo booth, and they have props. This is so hysterical, and it's so fun to watch, too. But where else can you go in a photo booth with your dog and get great pictures to as a keepsake for the event? And it's just such a great day. We have, of course, our silent auction. I always get excited about that. We've got some of the best unique items, I think, in Chicago. And that's something that even if you can't event, you can still bid online. That goes live 2 days before the event. So that would be Tuesday, July 18th. And you don't need to be present to win. You've got amazing packages for all interests, which are sports tickets, concert tickets, luxurious vacation destinations, and gift certificates to exciting hotspots all over the city, and jewelry. And of course, it's not a silent auction without items that you can bid on for your pet.
That's right. I absolutely love looking through some of these prizes. So that will go live at pawschicago.org/beachparty on July 18th. So people can kind of peruse. And then, of course, if you come to the actual beach party, there's a ton of great live auction prizes there as well.
Yeah, that's really exciting. We have a wonderful program where we have a live auction that takes place, and that has some incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. There are vacation destinations that I can't get over. There's one, a trip to the Exumas, where it's like where the Pig Island, you can interact with pigs.
Oh, that is so cool.
It's where Pirates of the Caribbean was filmed.
That's awesome.
A private 5-day yacht experience in the Florida Keys for 6, and a trip to the Amalfi Coast.
So amazing. I'm ready for summer vacation, basically. And the doggies will enjoy themselves as well. They might not be able to lift the paddle and bid on anything, but they're going to have a good time too.
Yeah, the fun doesn't stop with the human guests. The dogs are going to enjoy doggy dinner buffet, doggy ice cream, the opportunity to visit the Paradise for Paws dog spa. So that's a place they can go to hang out. They can splash in doggy pools. They can be treated to a pedicure. And that's really nice in case maybe if they're getting a little overwhelmed with all the excitement up on the top of the boat deck.
Right.
Or if you want to drop them off and go hit the dance floor. But guess what? Those dogs are encouraged to go anywhere. So they have free reign. They can go all over the party. They can enjoy everything. But some of the dogs do like to have a cool little break at our dog spa.
It's going to be so much fun. So Thursday, July 20th, everybody mark your calendar. That's the Posh Chicago Beach Party. It's the 15th annual, so it's probably going to be the best one yet.
Of course.
You can get your tickets right now, right online.
You can go to poshchicago.org beachparty, and we have general admission. Individual tickets are $185, and that's open seating in advance, or $200 at the door. And doggy tickets are $50. We also have sponsorship opportunities available with reserve seating options, and that starts around $500. And again, you can visit our website, or if you have questions, you could even email beachparty@pawschicago.org.
The beach party, it's well worth the ticket price. And remember, all of that money is going towards all of Paws Chicago's life-saving programs. I know you're expanding the medical center. There's all kinds of things that you could use that money for.
We are so excited. Thank you for bringing that up. We are expanding our medical center, which is where all our dogs and cats go when they first arrive at Paws Chicago. We are no-kill shelter, the city's largest, so we treat everything, you name it, and that's the first stop is that hospital. So as we expand, we're going to be able to save even more lives of sick and injured animals every year.
Yeah, and you also did more than, 17,000 spay and neuter surgeries just last year alone,
yes,
I think?
Yes, we
That's
did.
That's amazing.
We'll be able to increase that because as part of the expansion, we're going to be getting a new surgery room so we can do more spay and neuter surgeries. And we found homes for over 5,000, so hopefully we'll be able to even increase that even more and save so many more animals.
Wow. Paws Chicago is absolutely amazing. We're chatting today with Sarah McDonald from Paws Chicago. We just talked about the beach party happening July 20th, which is going to be so much fun. Of course, if they can't make it, there's all kinds of different ways that people can help out Paws Chicago, right?
Absolutely. You can, of course, as we mentioned, you can bid on the silent auction. You can make a general donation to Paws Chicago to help save pets. You can volunteer. There's so many great hands-on opportunities to volunteer at Paws at all of our adoption centers and our medical center. You can foster. I mean, fostering to me is one of my favorite things. You can welcome a pet in need to your home for a short period of time. And, of course, you can adopt. When you adopt a pet, you save not only the life of that pet, but you just made space for us to save another in his or her place.
That's right. You're kind of saving two pets.
Exactly.
I think some people don't think about that. You know, that cage is now free for, you know, another animal to come
in there. Exactly.
PawsChicago.org has all of the information. Sarah McDonald from Paws Chicago, thanks so much for calling us up today.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks so much for having me on.
To fasten your seatbelt, insert the metal fittings and tighten the strap. And in the event of a sudden rush of cabin generosity, your seat cushion can be used to grant wishes. How? By donating your airline miles to Make-A-Wish. Why? Because your frequent flyer account is stuffed as fat as your carry-on. And just like the workout clothes you packed, you're never going to use all those miles. But if you donate some to Make-A-Wish, you can give wishes wings and put sick kids right where you're sitting now. No, not in seats to Newark. Seats to fun family places, breaks from treatments and doctor visits and hospital stays, wishes to feel better, and lots of times get better too. Push your call buttons if you feel me. Alrighty then. Well, once we reach cruising altitude, you can use your electronic device to make your pledge of miles or money to make a wish at givewisheswings.org. That's givewisheswings.org. And then move about the cabin with pride, knowing that you've made a huge difference in the life of a Make-A-Wish kid. Because wishes work wonders, people.
Hey, it's Casper, and joining us right now on Weekend Journal, it's Heather Bronson. She's the communications manager at the Chicago Literacy Alliance. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Hi, Casper. I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show this morning. Really, really appreciate it.
Definitely.
Let's talk about the current state of literacy here in Chicago, if you want to elaborate on that a little bit.
Sure, definitely. You know, Chicago is a world-class city. I love my city, and we do so many great things, you know, culturally, historically, in the country. We're the third biggest city in the country, but unfortunately, our literacy rates in Chicago aren't world-class.
Right.
About 30% of adults in Chicago, which is 882,000 people, have very low basic literacy skills. They do not have the literacy skills, you know, to be able to get a good steady job, to be able to maybe navigate and read some of the maps or the literature, you know, just to get around the city. 49% of our fourth graders are below basic levels of reading proficiency.
Wow.
And when you're behind like that, by the time you hit fourth grade, there's a good chance that you could end up in jail or on welfare. So it's really important for Chicago to have high literacy rates because that will just make us a better city.
Well, isn't it amazing the difference it makes when you're able to dive into books, even at a young age?
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of people definitely don't, you know, realize the importance of it, and they might take it for granted, but there are a lot of people out there who can't read, and if you can't read, it does impact a lot of your life, from being able to get a job to not, you know, being on welfare or in jail. And so, you know, everywhere you go, from, you know, taking the L to reading a fast food menu, if you can't do that, you can't function, you can't get around. And a lot of people can't do that.
Well, I'm amazed that really anyone can get by in this day and age without being able to read, you know, whether you're ordering food or, like you said, you're on the L or Metra. So important to be able to read and know what you're doing.
Yeah, you can't, you know, get your quarter pounder at McDonald's if you can't read the sign, you know, or, you know, catch the L like we talked about.
Right, literacy, so important.
Yeah, it's so important.
So the background of the Chicago Literacy Alliance and, you know, what you do there. Let's talk about that a little bit, Heather.
Sure. So the Chicago Literacy Alliance, we are a member association of different organizations, mostly nonprofit organizations, that help meet the literacy needs for people in Chicago. So we, the CLA specifically provides a shared space and strategic support to our member organizations for collaboration, communication, and really to build their capacities. So we are 90 plus strong different organizations in Chicago that are helping improve literacy in Chicago. And we eventually want to get that 100% literacy rate. So we're really working towards that. And so we have organizations, you know, who work with early childhood programs, who work with adults, you know, they span the spectrum. And they might be as big as the YMCA. You know, the YMCA does a lot of great things, and they do have an after-school reading program. So they are members, you know, of the CLA, to organizations that are completely dedicated to literacy, like one of our resident members here, Open Books. And Open Books has a used bookstore in the West Loop, part of our space, the Literar Center, and all of the proceeds from their bookstore go to fund their creative writing programs. So we have a vast array of members, from who they help to how they help. But we're all working together because we know how important it is to collaborate to be even more impactful to improve the literacy in Chicago.
Sure. And yeah, let's talk about that too, the importance of collaboration.
Sure. You know, especially in nonprofits, we kind of all get in these silos here, you know, and just kind of put our heads down and get our work done. But collaboration can be really empowering. And when you partner with someone, you know, you can, you know, help make each other stronger and share information that you didn't know. And maybe these, you know, this other partner has already navigated that path to being able to work together. So you're not coming at this alone. You have a partner in crime, and you're all talking about it and just being more strategic and impactful about your work. When you do it with more people, you'll be more impactful and get more done. And it's a lot easier to get things done as well.
All right, we're talking to Heather Bronson from the Chicago Literacy Alliance. Now, Heather, you mentioned the Literar Center. That's the nation's first shared workspace dedicated to literacy.
Yeah, the Literar Center is our co-working space. It's just another great benefit for our members. We are in the West Loop, a very up-and-coming area, and, you know, very accessible by public transportation. And it just provides a space where members can meet to collaborate and partner together, where they can work and have a space so they can actually, you know, be legitimate, productive organizations. You know, a lot of our members were smaller organizations who were working outside of their homes or in very small offices, and they're able to come to the Literar Center and host volunteer trainings and have their board members come here and bring funders and really have a place where they can grow and evolve their organization. And they can focus, you know, on their work. And we will, you know, we are kind of their landlords and help them navigate that, and we provide rent at a very low cost. I believe it's about 70% less market value. So, you know, we're able to save them a lot of money so they can then put that money towards their missions. So we provide an affordable space that also they can use to have meetings and events. And then we just provide, you know, a space for literacy too. You know, when you think of where to adopt a pet, for example, you think maybe of Paws.
Right.
But we want to be the place that you think of when you need literacy help, when you need, your kid needs help to read, when you yourself as an adult need help to read, when you want to volunteer to teach children to read. The Literar Center is that physical manifestation of the dedication to literacy we have in Chicago. So that's what the Litter Center is.
Very cool. That's right here in our own backyard. I never knew. Very cool.
Yeah, right in the West Loop. And, you know, it's a very book-loving space. We call it, you know, kind of Disneyland for word nerds. Everything is very book-worshipping. All of our conference rooms, we have 16 different conference and meeting spaces. Our book puns, like Swiss Family Rumbinson and Romeo and Juliet and things of that nature. We have, you know, little scooters to get around. And we just try and make it a fun space because we know, you know, nonprofit work can sometimes stereotypically be considered kind of a martyred thing. And, you know, it's a serious, we tackle serious problems. And so it can be a little serious sometimes. But we want to also stress that nonprofit work can be fun and you deserve, you know, to have fun at work because you're doing such a great thing. You deserve to have a place you want to come and work as well.
Yeah, I love your goal of, you know, getting 100% literacy. I love that.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I have three daughters, all under age 7. And they're all reading, all on different levels, of course, but they're all reading. So, yeah, doing my part here, Heather.
Perfect. You're doing your part.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, again, your website.
ChicagoLiteracyAlliance.org.
Heather, thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of the show this morning.
Definitely. Thank you, Casper.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, Laura. This is Stephanie calling from Heartland Animal Shelter.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for taking the time to call us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Stephanie Muller is the co-shelter manager of Heartland Animal Shelter. Did I get that right, Stephanie?
That is correct. Yes.
Perfect. Well, everybody, I think, knows at this point that Heartland is one of my personal favorite animal shelters, in part because you guys brought me Cinnabon last year. She was known as Kitty, and I renamed her. So she's the coolest little roommate ever, Stephanie, and everybody at the shelter was just so amazing throughout that whole process.
Oh, that is so wonderful to hear, and thank you for adopting from us. That's great.
I've always had animals in my life, so it was a no-brainer, and Heartland has been around now for 15 years, which is pretty amazing, and
yes.
And you're located in Northbrook, so we want to tell everybody all about Heartland, and we want to tell everybody about the Walk of Love, which is coming up July 22nd, right?
Correct. It's July 22nd at 9:30 in the morning. That's a Saturday.
Yes, so, and I love the Walk of Love. This is going to be my first year actually walking in it, Stephanie. My mom and I are going to do it, but I love it because it's a 2K walk. So anybody can really do it. You know, you don't have to like do a lot of training. It's not like a 5K or a 10K or a marathon or anything. You leisurely walk in the forest preserve and it's very lovely, it sounds like.
Exactly. It's a really leisurely walk. You can bring your dog along with you as well. I will be there. I'll probably be bringing a dog from Heartland. So it's a really nice, relaxing walk through the woods.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. So people can register right now at heartlandanimalshelter.net. The cool part is if you register online in advance, you save $5, which is super fun. But if you're not sure if you have July 22nd free, people can register the day of, correct?
That is correct. It's an extra $5 for the day of, but certainly you can do that day.
Very, very cool. So all the info is at heartlandanimalshelter.net. Now, this is what's super awesome, Stephanie. Team Furry Love. Tell our listeners what that is.
Yes. So we have some wonderful volunteers and members of the community that love to fundraise for Heartland and the animals care. So if you go to our website where the registration is for the Walk of Love, you can also set up a fundraising page for the event. So you can raise funds, reach out to your friends, family, coworkers, and try to raise funds for Heartland. And if you do raise $125 or more, then your admission to the Walk of Love is free.
That's super awesome. So heartlandanimalshelter.net is where you can set that up. And then, like you said, you can link that to your Facebook or your Twitter or send out an email or, you know, talk about it at work, too, because this is a fundraiser. So that's, you know, you'll be raising extra money for all of the animals in Heartland, which is awesome. I love that. And this is super cool too. If you can't actually make it to the walk, but you love the cause, you can make a sleep-in pledge. So if you'd rather just sleep in on the Saturday morning, but you still want to help out, you can just do that through heartlandanimalshelter.net. That way it's still kind of like you're part of the walk of love. This is US 99 chatting again today with Stephanie Muller, the co-shelter manager of Heartland Animal Shelter. Stephanie, tell me a little bit about your experience. You're the co-shelter manager, so I would imagine you probably meet, you know, a lot of the new animals that are coming in to the shelter. What's that whole process like?
I do. It's really exciting. I started at the shelter being the medical person, so I am still currently responsible for the intake of the animals and getting everybody checked out. So I'm one of the first people they meet, and it's really great. We have so many new dogs and cats every single week. Currently, we have about 65 cats and kittens in-house and about 40 dogs and puppies. And then our foster program has about 45 animals. So it is always busy. We're always taking in new animals from all across the country as well as locally and then adopting them out.
I love that. People can see some of the adoptable animals right now, too, on the website, heartlandanimalshelter.net. I was very impressed when I went there last year to get my Cinnabon. Everything was very, very clean. A lot of volunteers were there. Everybody was so nice and so helpful. So kudos to everybody over at Heartland. I'd imagine you've probably seen, you know, some transformation stories too, right? Sometimes when an animal comes in, they're not in the best of shape.
That's true. We do get animals that come in that are either sick or injured and they need a lot of medical care, which we provide. And we also work with Prizer Animal Hospital next door to help us rehabilitate these animals. And then we also have animals that come into us from various situations. And so they have some, they might have some emotional issues that they're working through. And we work with them really closely to help rehabilitate them emotionally as well as physically.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. So if people want to check out some of the animals at Heartland, you're right there in Northbrook. It's 2975 Milwaukee Avenue. And what days is the shelter open for people to come on in and see some of the animals?
We are open to the public on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings from 4 to 7 p.m.
And I know for a lot of people, typically they're free on the weekends, so it's great that you're open on both Saturday and Sunday from noon to 4. That's when I adopted my Cinnabon. I met her on a Saturday, filled out all the paperwork, and then took her home Sunday, which was really cool. And it's a cool place. You can't miss it either. There's a giant heart on the fence, so
yes.
You'll know when you're there. Of course, we're talking about, you know, the Walk of Love. All of the money raised from the Walk of Love is going to go to all those things that you just mentioned. You need medical care and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And people can help out in all kinds of different ways. If they can't make it to the Walk of Love, there's a way to, you know, just donate online or volunteer.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure all that info is up at the website too, right?
It is as well, yes. You can always donate, and we are always looking for volunteers. Heartland, it's like nothing I've ever seen before with the amount of committed, regular, dedicated volunteers, and we can always use more help at the shelter.
I love that. And real quickly, tell me the difference between fostering and adopting, because they're both really special things that people can do, and they both make room for more animals at the shelter.
Absolutely. So we always are in need of foster homes as well as adopters, of course. The foster homes give us the opportunity, like you said, to take more animals. So if there might not be a kennel available for a dog, for example, but we have a dog out there that we know of that's in need, if we can provide that animal with a temporary home in one of our foster homes, then we can rescue it and then it can wait in a loving home until we have space in the shelter for adoption. And that's the same with our cats as well. We also often put kittens in foster care when they're too young to be in the shelter. And then as kittens get adopted, we have more coming in. So there's always a need for both foster homes and adopted cat families.
And what a great opportunity, too, for somebody who's maybe not sure if they want that full-on commitment yet. Like you said, if there's a kitten that needs to be fostered for a few weeks, that's kind of like a little taste of what it's like to take care of an animal. And then you have a cute little kitten running around your house.
Absolutely. I just returned 3 of my foster kittens to the shelter who are up for adoption right now. And it is really rewarding. We also sometimes have dogs or cats with special needs that they really just need a break from the shelter. And so we have some long-term foster opportunities available as well.
Awesome. So all that information is up at heartlandanimalshelter.net. And we're going to put up all of the links at us99.com to make it very, very easy for everybody. Of course, you know, a shelter like Heartland is always in need for different kinds of items too, like supplies and cat food and dog food, and people can give that to the shelter as well, right?
Yes, everything helps. We do have a wish list as well, in particular right now because it's kitten season. We're really in need of some kitten supplies, but we have an endless list of requests, we should say. If people are willing to donate supplies, we always appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stephanie Muller, co-shelter manager of Heartland Animal Shelter in Northbrook, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to talk with us and tell our US 99 listeners all about Heartland and all about the Walk of Love. Anything else you want to add about the walk that we maybe skipped over? It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be really fun, and we will have some wonderful local vendors. We have a lot of community support, so come on out, check us out, do the walk. There will also be a pet photographer, a dog trainer, a pet food and supply store, and there will also be two massage professionals there, one to massage walkers and another to massage their dogs. So you can come and get a massage side by side with your pup as well.
I love it.
So there are
it.
A lot of cool activities aside from just the walk, so it's going to be a really fun event.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Again, Walk of Love, Saturday, July 22nd. It starts at 9:30. Get registered now. Join Team Furry Love and raise as much money for Heartland as you can. And it's happening at the Blue Star Memorial Forest Preserve in Glenview. It's right by Wagner Farm, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's right on Lake Avenue, 701 East Lake. It's just west, I believe, of Harms Road.
Perfect. Well, I will see you there, Stephanie. Thank you so, so much for calling in today, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you very much for your support. We'll see you at the walk.
All right. Bye-bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
This has been Weekend Journal on US 99. Send your comments, questions, or suggestions to WUSN Radio, 180 North Stetson Avenue, Suite 1000, Chicago, Illinois, 60601. Weekend Journal is a CBS Radio production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.